What do you call the hen that's on a nest trying to hatch?
Broody. She's broody.
Would you call her a setting hen?
Yes, setting hen.
How about a hatching hen? You could call it that?
Yeah.
A cluck?
Yeah, a cluck.
A lot of words for this. Okay. Do you ever hear of a horse, by the way, when he's hungry, nickering? To nicker? That doesn't ring any bells. Let's go on something else. All right, a place where you keep your chickens at night would be what?
Roost.
Or the building? Would you call a building a roost?
Well, hen house or hen chicken house is, it's all the same thing.
Okay. How about a chicken coop?
Coop?
Did you say coop? Coop?
Well, a coop would mean where you transport them in mostly.
Oh, that's not the same as a chicken house.
No. Oh. No.
Chicken coop is a small affair.
Yeah.
Catch chickens
and put them in. Oh, these wooden things with the jails.
Yeah. All around.
Yeah. I see.
You used to call a coop too, where you put the setting hens.
Anything where you shut them in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you have chicken for a meal, the kids like to get one particular bone that they pull apart. What do you call it?
That's the wishbone.
All right. And you have any name for the insides of a pig or a calf that you can eat? I mean, the edible parts.
Well, the heart and the liver.
I mean, any one word that would encompass all these things? Like, harslet? You ever hear of a harslet? Mm-hmm. That's sort of a word that some parts of the country, they have one word that covers all these things thrown together. Are haslets another one? Chitlins? We talk about chitlins back in Ohio. Didn't ring. Okay, it's quite possible you don't have one. They don't. One place I ran into, somebody called it liver and lights. That's regionalism, perfectly legitimate. Now you hear the cows lowing, and you say it's getting near to what time? It's getting
chore time.
Now, can you remember how you would call a cow? Get it in from the pasture?
Get him up.
To get him in from the pasture.
Come, boss. Come, boss.
The language gets stronger the longer the cow's
away. How about the call that you'd make to a cow to get him to make him stand still when you're milking him?
So bussy. So bussy.
Okay. And the call that you'd make to a calf? Calf?
She's bawling. Mean she? Then the cow calls the calf?
No, you call the calf.
Come by, see.
Same as the cow. Mm. Pretty much the same call.
Yeah, I think you use the same word.
Okay. Now suppose a man is plowing and he wants his team to turn. How does he call to them? What does the word he calls to them? Say you want to turn right, you want to turn left.
Yeah, the horses, we used to say chi and ha for horses.
Which is which?
Chi is right and ha is left.
You're the first one that ever got this straight. I've interviewed about six or seven people here in Illinois, and they're the first one that's got this, been able to tell me which one meant which.
Yeah, G.
Everybody can remember G and ha, but nobody can tell me which is which. They've forgotten. It's been so long, I guess. Funny. Now, the call you make to a horse to get him in from pasture.
Oh, you'd lots of time whistle. Come, boy! Come, boys!
And you say whistle, too?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they'd whistle and they'd come.
Now, to make a horse start, what
you'd
would
say,
you
say? Get up.
Okay.